Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your day. Well, the heat in many parts of the country is setting in, and a drought is part of the heat. We're in a drought in where we're located in many parts of the country as well, and Tree Diaper can help you keep your plants healthy.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water, and slowly releases water over 3 weeks. Every time it rains or you water, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. You water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. It also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener, Advanced Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA, you can see all the sizes that they have available at treediaper.com. That is treediaper.com. Well, in 2020, 16 to 18 million people started a garden for their very first time due to the pandemic, because people had a lot more time on their hands. And I think people were definitely thinking about the food supply when there was possibly some food shortages, things like that. It drew them to gardening. It was something to do, especially with their families during the times of social distancing and whatnot.
Yeah, how has the pandemic shaped the gardening or the horticultural industry with that 18 to 20 million new gardeners? That swelled the total number of gardeners in the U.S. It's a little over past 63 million, according to the CEO of Bonnie Plants. And
our listeners may be some of these new gardeners.
Yes, we were seeing, and we still are seeing, questions, and we welcome those questions to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. And we get the beginning of the email is, "Hello, I'm such and such from here, and I listen to the show either on the radio or podcast. This may seem like a silly question, but," and then the question is listed. There's no such thing as a silly question, because, you know, we're in the gardening. I'll give an example here. We're in the gardening. If I walked up to somebody who flies a plane, I'm going to ask questions that he or she would think would be a very common, ordinary, simple, everybody should know that answer to that question. But I don't know, so they would be respectful and say, "Oh, yeah, this is how that works."
But here's the thing. I don't even put that much thought into it. Somebody says, "I'm having problems with the tomato hornworm."
Well, I know. Some people just feel like they feel like this is just a silly question.
I just answer it. That's what I want to do. That's how I want to be helpful. You know, my manager asks me questions all the time. He went from growing in a raised bed and he's moving whatever. Now he's growing in pots, and he had some questions. And do I think twice about his questions? Are they silly to me? Absolutely not. I just want to answer to be helpful.
Well, the interesting thing about all these gardeners is growing flowers was by far the most popular activity last year going into this year. At 73% of the gardeners, they grew flowers with shrubs and vegetation rounding out the top three. And then more than 32% ranked container gardening high on their list. Houseplants are also important at 46%, saying indoor gardening is a meaningful activity.
Right. So another thing I wanted to mention is that when people started gardening last year for the first time,
or maybe returning, they
left the hobby or whatever you want to call it. A lot of them, you know, not only were trying to think about their food supply, but it was something for them to do that brought them joy, and it brought them kind of a sense of purpose.
Or in some instances, allowed them to not think about what was going on in the world, detaching themselves from society for a little bit of time.
Right. And that's the thing about gardening, is it really helps. It essentially helps ground you. You got your hands in the soil. You're dealing with the plants. You're thinking about that. You're thinking about watering your plants. Not that it is all consuming, but it becomes something that, you know, it's something that it's a distraction essentially, but it's not a bad distraction. It's something that is positive and helpful. And a lot of people turn to gardening. They turn to just being outside. I saw a lot of people, extra people, like on the trails and stuff. So it's not uncommon that this is what happened. Even like, you know, I think about Victory Gardens after World War II, or during World War II and after, things like that. So it's no surprise. So now our question is, are people going to return to it? Have they returned to it? What's going on with these with these pandemic gardens now.
Well, you indicated at the beginning of the segment that 16 to 18 million new people started gardening last year for the first time. And the survey done said they indicated that 86% of those people surveyed said that they would garden again in 2021. And many of them said that they would even expand on their garden. Now, expanding on the garden, obviously, it depends on if your ground container raised beds, your financial situation with the cost of lumber now. You can use, you know, be creative with pallet, making pallet raised beds and all this. But we saw through our platforms and other significant YouTubers and radio hosts and social media gardening platforms saw a significant spike in activity and followingship, I guess is the wrong word there, subscribership to
just followers.
Yeah, to these pages. We are starting. We've seen. I think to a certain level, a plateauing effect at this point, because in March, everything, you know, very few people knew what was going on. The uncertainty. Okay, let's kind of. It's going to be kind of like last year, a repeat of March 2020, and then the world. We won't get into too many words because we don't know how this is going to get censored on our social media platforms. So. A device was come out that would prevent you from potentially getting the thing, and the world was getting back to quote unquote normalcy. And I think there's going to be movie theaters, bars, restaurants, all that has opened back up to some degree. And I think a lot of those we're going to garden. We've never gardened before, and they tried it last year because it was nothing else to do. And now that the world has quote unquote opened back up. The plateauing effect we may see a downturn a little bit in the activity of backyard gardening.
I don't doubt that at all. I know even myself, I've noticed that I'm not. I mean, we're gardening and stuff, but like I'm not doing as many non communicable activities where I'm not, you know, staying home as much. I'm going out more, things like that. So it's not surprising that people are. Maybe abandoning their pandemic gardens, whatever. But it's not to say that they're not going to go back to them.
No, it's not that bad. But I'm just saying the general sense, if you had a million people have to stay home and couldn't do anything, and then all the million people that had to stay home are now given the opportunity to leave their home and go do things, not everybody's going to return to what they once were doing a year ago. However, we see this in a couple of garden centers in our area. Last year, before Memorial Day, when most of the summer crops are planted, they didn't have a plant left.
Yeah,
stuff was
just flying off
the shelves. They didn't have anything. And now we go there, and we're in the middle portions of June, and they have hundreds of peppers, eggplants, tomatoes, a lot of brassica still sitting on the shelves because they overordered, knowing what they saw last year at this time, that they didn't have enough supply on hand. The seed companies were doing this as well. A lot of seed companies were being told from our sources back in November, get your seeds early because nobody's going to have any seeds. There's going to be a seed shortage.
Nobody knew what was going to happen.
Right.
You have to make these decisions, months before the planting season.
But also these seed companies, Seed Savers Exchange included, they had a limit of how many new orders could come in each day, and then they would shut the website down. So you had to either be on top of it and get in that early window or find a kiosk somewhere or purchase seeds that you maybe weren't happy with the company in which you purchased them from, but you were just in the mindset, I have to get whatever I can get wherever I can get it from at this point because nobody else has it type of thing.
Well, just like everything else, you know, the pandemic has caused waves of reactions.
Good and bad.
Different waves of getting supplies for certain things, what have you. So I think it's just natural that a lot of these companies thought, let's be prepared. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it seems that, as it even says here, you know, about 86% of people thought, hey, I would garden again.
And 40% of the survey in that Bonnie Plant survey said that they would plant about the same, and 47% said they were going to plant more. Now, this was in October, November, when we didn't know what was going on.
Right. That's just it, is that they didn't know what was going on. But even say that 20% of those people aren't growing, so that we're at 66%. That's okay too. And yes. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but it's definitely interesting how the pandemic has affected the gardening world. At the beginning, you know, everybody was gardening. Now it's like
we didn't know what to do. Then we decided, hey, we can stay home and garden. And then we kind of figured out what was going on day by day in the situations that was granted to us. So, you know, it's one of those things that we're still learning. There's still a large percentage of people that are gardening, but I think we lost those, you know, weekend, let's do something to do something. And these are the people that may have spent a chunk of money to garden. And then they realized, oh, the world's back open. We don't need to garden because the grocery store has everything we need. But there was a certain level, and there still is, of that food insecurity and not knowing where or if or how clean or what's going on with certain items that you enjoy. And if you've ever grown tomatoes, for example, you know that there's nothing that ever comes close to what you pull off of your garden's vine. You know, there's no such thing as a ripe tomato from the grocery store that doesn't taste like a piece of cardboard.
I just also want to mention that we still live in a world that there's a lot of instant gratification.
Yeah.
And people may have gardened, it wasn't what they thought it was, not realizing that it does take some time to kind of get the hang of it. Even us veterans, we still make mistakes. And maybe, you know, that is something that could have happened too.
Well, turn on any TV program, not so much YouTube, but any TV program, 25 minutes, they've planted a garden, they've harvested the garden, they've canned it up, not a single problem, and you can do it too.
And you can remodel your house like that too.
Well, they build a whole house in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that doesn't happen. This old house, they built a patio in 15 minutes. It took me and my family back home on the farm 7 days to get that sucker put together. So I don't know what happened there. We must have did something wrong.
And some people romanticize hobbies. You know, this seems like a fun hobby. Let's try it. And then all of a sudden they're like, no, this is not for
right.
me. And that happens too. So there's many variables, but I guess we'll have to see what happens in 2022.
But if you're gardening or you're starting to garden this year because he heard of the hype, it doesn't have to be big. You can start with 4x4 raised bed, a couple of containers, just dig in the ground, and it's not too late to start gardening. There's many gardeners last year that started in July and did relatively well. So keep that in mind. But as the summer is in full swing now in many portions of the country, Holly, those nasty Japanese beetles are wreaking havoc on our gardens, and we need to stop that so we can have a successful garden.
Yeah, if you're looking to successfully control beetles without damaging the environment, look no further than Beetle Gone from Phylum Bioproducts. Derived from a naturally occurring soil bacteria, Beetle Gone is the only organic solution that successfully controls beetle invaders. You just mix the powder and water and spray on your plants. Once ingested, the target pests will stop feeding and die. And since it's an organic BT product, you know it's a great choice to use on your fruits and veggies in addition to your ornamental flowers and trees.
Not only does Beetle Gone work, but what I like most about it, Holly, it is the product that is safe for beneficial insects, ladybugs, butterflies, bees, doesn't affect those at all. Has no issue with water toxicity. Beetle Gone. From phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllombioproducts.com. Check it out. The product works, and it can help your garden grow better.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.